Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
There are reports of a bus accident in Rivonia on Rivonia Road at South, causing some delays in the area. And then, if you are in Illovo, the SA20 cricket is on the way. You can expect delays on local routes around the Wanderers Stadium. Joburg Super Kings taking on the Pretoria Capitals. Play starts at 5:30.
Zimbabwe indicated a bit earlier today that the country is working with South Africa to identify the 465 Zimbabwean nationals thought to be illegal miners that were brought to the surface. Consul General for the country, Iria Piri, told the media in Stilfontein that no missing persons cases for these miners have been opened in Zimbabwe. Police spokesperson Athlenda Mate, meanwhile, says government plans are in place to deal with the Stilfontein matter once they're convinced that there are no more people left underground.
There is a plan, but it's not for public consumption. So once we've satisfied that the shaft is empty, DMRE takes over together with the mine owner to seal and rehabilitate the shaft.
In other news, the mayor of Tshwane, Nasipi Moya, says a major purification facility will be completed ahead of schedule. The plant is designed to treat sewage water for households in Hammanskraal. Moya says the Department of Public Service and Administration is leading the project.
The 1B that was supposed to start in September 2025, it will be starting in March 2025, 5 months ahead of schedule.
And Qatar's Prime Minister vowed earlier today to support the rehabilitation of Syria's infrastructure, which was devastated by nearly 14 years of civil war in that country. This was during his first visit to Damascus since Islamist-led forces seized power last month. More on these and other stories at 5. I'm Malina Fushir.
Thanks, Marlene. We start off with some tennis news. World number one and defending champion Jannik Sinner roared back to surge into the Australian Open and third round earlier today as Iga Swiatek set up a showdown with Emma Raducanu. Sinner dropped a set for the first time in 14 matches when he beat Australian wildcard Tristan Schoolkate in four sets. Taylor Fritz was an emphatic winner as well in his pursuit of a maiden major title. Swiatek raised past the world number 49 Rebecca Smrakova 6-love and 6-2, while Britain's Raducanu reached the third round for the first time in Melbourne, beating Amanda Anisimova 6-3 and 7-5. Former Wallaby skipper Michael Hooper is coming out of retirement to play for Japan's Toyota Verblitz after receiving a call from former All Black coach Steve Hansen. The 33-year-old last over 125 test matches in 2023 before unceremoniously being axed by then-coach Eddie Jones ahead of the 2023 Rugby World Cup. Hooper got a call from Verblitz coach Hansen after Springbok legend Peter Steph Du Toit was sidelined by injury. And speaking of former boxer Raymond Ruhl, well, he's been ruled out of his rest of his career. He's got medical reasons. Ruhl was and fellow winger South Africans Dylan Lade formed a potent partnership in the French top 14 club for La Rochelle. He struggled to recover from an Achilles heel injury, according to French newspaper L'Equipe. He's been forced to call it a day. And Arsenal moved to within 4 points of Premier League leaders Liverpool with victory over Tottenham Hotspur in the North London derby yesterday. The Gunners, who played a game more than Liverpool, were desperate to return to winning ways after losing a game at home to Newcastle in the Carabao Cup semi-final first leg, then going out to Manchester United on penalties in the FA Cup third round. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jack Rand FM Sport.
I'm gonna drive.
Hi, Robin Ross.
Weekdays 4 to 7 p.m. Jacaranda FM.
Not smoke me sock knee.
Aquesta gaveta, som sense que conduir-la-c. On belongs to fantasy, similar to tongue. I couldn't work now.